In Hitchin, the price hikes caused some to take matters into their own hands.
There was much indignation when it became known that certain shopkeepers had raised their prices, in some cases as much as 75%. Butter selling on Saturday at 1 and a penny per pound was raised to 1 and sixpence, sugar to 4 pence, and ham to 2 and 6 pence. Other shopkeepers, however, were not so panic-stricken nor so greedy, and sugar could be had at 2 pence halfpenny, bacon at 2 and 6, ham at 1 and 10 pence, and butter at 1 and 2 pence. On Wednesday, a large crowd demonstrated against the rise in food prices, and several ugly rushes were made against a certain store. The police, capably handled by Superintendent Reed, were able to keep the crowd under control until about 10 o'clock. Superintendent Reed was quickly on the scene and checked the crowd and induced Mr. Moss to appear and address the people. On Mr. Moss's appearance, the crowd made an ugly rush for him, and the order was given to draw truncheons, the crowd drawing back to a safe distance. Amid hooting and yelling, Mr. Moss addressed the people, promising the price of articles on Saturday would be the same as last Saturday.
At the beginning of 1918, ration cards were issued, and everyone had to register with a local butcher and grocer. The first item to be rationed was sugar, but by the end of April, meat, butter, cheese, and margarine were added to the list.